Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Mario Bosquez, and here are today's top local stories.
The city schools poised for a reopening amid the coronavirus pandemic, as you know. The issue bringing with it harsh words against that taking place, with the mayor adding a tagging on sort of a so-called friendly reminder, as he says.
UFT President Michael Mulgrew live on 1010 Winds this morning, asked by our anchor Bridget Quinn if...
Bottom line, will schools be ready to open their doors on Monday?
If you ask me today, are they ready? My answer is no.
Mulgrew says there's simply not enough custodians to clean every classroom, and even with 2,000 additional teachers as promised by the mayor, they're still short, and that this should have been resolved months ago.
In April, we went to the mayor, we said, we need to start planning now. No, I'm not interested. In May, same thing, they weren't interested.
Now here at the Grace Dodge Vocational High School on Cortona Avenue, for the sixth straight day, about 24 teachers protesting. They say there's no way buildings like theirs should open until it's safe. And right now, it's not. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, in the Belmont section of the Bronx.
Today at a press availability, Mayor Bill de Blasio said, well, he recognizes the unions are going to be advocating, as they are, but it says everything's still moving forward, adding that issues with individual classrooms are being resolved. Also saying, quote, friendly reminder, everyone, the Department of Education, City Hall, we are the people who provide the services to our parents and our kids. School is opening on Monday, the 21st. Coronavirus worries over at NYU as six students test positive for COVID-19. Officials say their students in the freshman dorm at Greenwich Village's Reuben Hall. The school student-run publication Washington Square News first reported it. Now all 400 residents are being asked to self-quarantine at least till the end of today. At that point, though, they're scheduled to get directives on possible further isolation. This comes after a so-called pop-up party at Washington Square Park, with a large part of those at the gathering said to be maskless. Deadly crash on the Southern State Parkway to tell you about, claiming the lives of two people, described as a wrong-way head-on crash. Early this morning, just after 5, multiple vehicles, motorcycle involved, reports say at least two caught fire. This happened in Oyster Bay, eastbound on the parkway near exit 29. There's no IDs yet or word for you on any possible cause. Okay, so what's the next step in the struggle to get the economic stimulus package going? Well, said to be a rare step, as a matter of fact, as a big proposal to try and infuse the economy with up to $2 trillion amid the pandemic is unveiled by a bipartisan group of House members. Now, these elements are said to include help for small businesses and schools, more checks going out, along with jobless benefits and November election funding, too. There's even bipartisan consensus on past sticking points between Democratic leaders and the White House. For example, funding for states and cities in cash-strapped situations. There's where the proposal does not, though, stand much of a chance of becoming law, but it's still being described as a rare bipartisan breakthrough. The city's largest landlord organization says, well, it's really worried about the city council being on the verge of wiping out criminal background checks for prospective tenants. They're talking about today, as a matter of fact. Frank Ricci is executive VP of the Rent Stabilization Association, telling 1010 Winds about existing tenants' possible risk involved.
There will be instances where someone with a criminal background should be able to rent an apartment, but the owner has an obligation to the existing tenants of the building to make that decision. And if it's a victimless crime that happened or something way, way in the past, that's one thing. But this gives the owner no ability whatsoever to even take a look at that and make that decision.
And today, the City Council Committees on General Welfare and Civil and Human Rights are holding a joint virtual public hearing on the proposed bill. Of course, 1010 wins. We'll keep you posted.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.